News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that music, you know it's time for ADX Digital Communications. Brian Prowitz is here. He's one of our digital experts, marketing consultant, account representative, I think all of the above, yeah?
Man on the street.
Man on the street. Good morning to you.
And good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. I've been sharing all morning about how this is the beginning of the holiday week, and people are either really happy or really stressed, maybe a little of both.
Yeah, a little of both. It depends on how close probably your family is going to end up being you during this time.
That's right.
I hear so many stories about people preparing for the holidays just with one eye kind of half closed, like, and the parents are coming and they're going to have a full house of people and we don't know what we're going to, we don't
in-laws.
Really want to talk to them around the Thanksgiving table. So,
Well, I read an interesting stat. Thank you. Stat. That's very good. That's very good. An interesting stat that said that 70% of families, I don't know if this came from Good Housekeeping or some magazine, have vowed that they are not going to talk about politics at the Thanksgiving table.
It's almost impossible.
That's the problem.
There's so many veiled comments.
Don't do it. Trust me.
Oh, man.
Talk about Santa. And,
a great philosopher named Dave Ramsey also talked about how the things that we do and say and the deals that we make with our family change the flavor of the turkey at Thanksgiving.
Oh, so true.
I love that line.
That's great. All right. So we've got a lot going on here with digital and with opportunities that are available as we're wrapping up this year and moving into next year. So there's a lot to consider.
I'm getting the feeling that people are just ready for 26 at this point, like from an advertising, like a digital standpoint. And now, while I say that, on the radio side, it's very easy for us to spin up a campaign for you in time for the holidays. No question about it. We have all kinds of stuff that will benefit your company, your business, your traffic, your leads between now and the end of the year. From the digital side, it takes a little bit more time to get started, and a little bit more traction is required before you kind of really start to see a quick response. Getting a quick response is harder on the digital side just by its nature. Mm-hmm. We can still do it. It's just, you got to, expectations are so important. So if you're thinking about 2026, I got a couple of things for you. First of all, I'm really proud. I just checked a minute ago. We have an entire dashboard with all kinds of information about how our different campaigns are doing. Now, the national normal average for the history of click-throughs in the history of the planet is 0.07%. That sounds very small. Mm-hmm. 0.07% means you need to get a lot of impressions out there in order to have enough clicks to see the needle move.
Right.
But here, we are running at about 4.5 times the national average of that 0.07. So you could do the math if you're quick enough at it. But we are running much higher click-through rates than expectations that have been set across all the
that's good news.
Campaigns in the history of, you know, of marketing.
Right. That's good news.
Which is funny because obviously digital marketing is new. That's why I keep saying it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're really proud of that. And we have really high standards. We don't want you to just skate by with a point. Oh, yeah, sir, you're 0.08% on the click-through, so good job. No. We want to be it. We like this idea that we're above that national average by quite a bit. So just something to think about as we talk about this very complicated thing called digital marketing, but there are some ways to simplify it. And on the in a simple way of looking at this is our campaigns are really effective. So period, turn the page. That was my first point.
Okay. Point well taken.
I got some stats and you don't want to hit stats too hard because the numbers blur, but check this out. According to some research that I found online, according to SEO.com, this white paper essentially for digital marketing, 97% of people check a company's online presence before deciding to visit their business.
Say that again?
97% of people check a company's online presence before deciding to visit that business.
Really?
That means everyone. 97%. There are no absolutes in statistics. That's as close to an absolute as you're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone looks at your online presence. And 86% of businesses use video. as a marketing tool. And the last stat on this point is 84% of organizations have a content marketing strategy. And strategy is the word I want to focus on for a minute as we're thinking about 2026. Does your company have a digital or radio in this or any marketing strategy? Have you had the talk at your office about your digital or your marketing plan for 2026? This is the time to do it. I know it's super busy. You're crazy with Black Friday coming up. You got all kinds of thoughts about having to make sure the Q4 finishes black so you can get ready for 2026 and all that. But your company's, this is the time to sit down and figure out a content marketing strategy for 2026. If you really don't have one, we can help you with that here at ADX Communications, ADX Digital. Any of our salespeople and our outstanding staff can, the experience in that room is remarkable. I'm amazed at the skill and the experience that every salesperson here, every account executive at ADX Communications has. So you can call Jeff Wayne and ask for the opportunity to sit down and use our experience to help you build your marketing strategy for 2026. And now is that time. So,
and there's no fee for that to come in for that initial conversation.
Right. And we all love doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's very encouraging for us to sit and help and to learn more about your business in order to say, you know, I think these things would be the thing for you that would help the most. Mm-hmm. Or have you considered, do you even know about all the digital products do you have that we have? Do you know about all four radio stations that are here at ADX Communications? And typically people know about one or two of the stations here, but don't understand that there are four and they each have their own little niche.
Right.
So if you're trying to target a female audience, if you want a little bit more educated audience that's a little more locally connected, or if you just want to hit everybody in town because they all listen to one station, we have answers for all those. You might even be able to fill in the blank on what stations I was just referring to.
There you go.
But so, with the digital side too, very, very specific products for very specific targeted audiences that you are hoping will hit your doors. Actually, the word hope, we want to eliminate that. The people you know want to know about your company, your business, your service, your product, and how you're going to get them in the door, on the phone, to your website in 2026.
Okay, we're talking with Brian Prowitz. He is with ADX Digital Marketing and Communications here. And so all you have to do is call and ask a question right now if you like. If you want to text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to hear more about the strategies and projects that are available for you as we head into the new year. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX Digital Communications. Got a question from one of our listeners, and if you have a question, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. This is a good one. So how well does digital advertising work for small businesses, for example, mine's in Gulf Breeze?
It works great.
that's what I'm thinking.
So the beauty of the digital platforms and products that we have is that we really can fit, we can find the right fit for what you need to accomplish. What are your goals? And is it getting people to your website? Is it filling out a form on your website so it creates a lead? Are you already active, say, on social media and you just need a different way to go about it? Are you looking for a new way to reach out to your existing customers? So that's why we really like to sit down and say, talk to me about, you know, who are you? What is your business? How long has it been there?
What are your strategic goals?
What are the strategic goals? Where are your customers? Are they, now, if you are selling sandwiches, your footprint for advertising is going to be a smaller radius than if you're selling cars.
Okay.
Or if you're online, let's say you have an Etsy store, or you have something online and you can take orders from anywhere in the world, then obviously your footprint's very different. So, but it doesn't matter if you're in Gulf Breeze, Gulf Shores, Destin. I mean, we can deploy digital anywhere you live and anywhere your audience lives.
Well, there's no limitations to digital, right?
No.
And that's
not
the cool thing.
Geographically, no.
I mean, it used to be billboards and things like that. There were limitations.
You know, I used to think, so I had my own marketing firm for a while. I was in radio for a really long time. And I used to think about if I mentioned car dealerships, we'll stay with that. If you have car dealerships in 5 or 6 places across the fruited plain, mm-hmm. and you're trying to advertise in those locations, that means you have to go buy radio and TV and billboard
each
and print
those,
in
yes.
every one of those towns. Digitally, you can do it in one place. Mm-hmm. You might need multiple products. Oh, by the way, we have digital out of home, which means we can hit billboards. And you know those screens in every bar and every restaurant,
gas stations
and
too.
Gas stations mm-hmm. and hotels. Yeah, we could put your face and name on there too. Mm-hmm. That's just an aside. That's a free bonus on today's show.
Okay.
So yes, sitting down and saying, okay, let me get some details from you. Who is your target? Here's the beauty of this to the business owner in Gulf Breeze. If you know your audience and you know who your primary audience is and who your typical customer is, we can take that and make sure that that audience is who sees your ads and then tailor the message so it hits them the right way. You wouldn't want to say, if you're looking for a younger audience, mm-hmm. I noticed in my little stat pile here that for 18 to 44-year-olds, social media and seeing an ad on social media is their primary way of learning about new products.
Isn't that interesting?
And
yeah.
So whether it's Facebook, Meta, Instagram, and Threads, by the way, we can do that. So, I do have a little Facebook thing I was going to talk about, but this is a wonderful rabbit trail for us to go down. Answering questions like this is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I that's how I would answer. Let's sit down and give us the chance to talk to you just a little bit. And the way to do that, by the way, is to call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. 262-6000 gets you to the front desk here. Ask for Jeff Wayne. Say, hey, I heard about this punk was on the radio talking about digital stuff. I'd like to know more about that. I'm the guy or the person that texted in, and I'm in Gold Breeze.
There you go. Okay.
We'll talk.
All right. That sounds good.
Yes.
And I think with small business, you get more bang for your buck. Don't you think?
Well, it depends on the geography.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really know your audience and you're working on a small geography and you just want to push people through the door, then that focus is really great.
Yeah.
What's hard is if somebody says, well, my audience is everyone. Well, I bet you there's a bell curve that would tell you that actually your audience is probably 40 to 55-year-olds. I'm throwing out numbers.
Mm-hmm.
What's 80% of your audience?
Right.
Yes, I know you get the odd young person or old person that comes through the door, and I'm in the old category, not to offend. So if you find that sweet spot, who are your best customers?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
Right.
Wouldn't you like more of them?
Right.
We can hit them. Because
okay.
we can tell you, or you can tell us, who that audience is and where they are.
If you have a question for Brian, 850-437-1620, talking about ADX Digital Marketing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so I do want to talk about Facebook and social media marketing, and here's why. Many, many, many people will say, my digital is taken care of. I'm boosting stuff on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And what... The response to that I always have is, okay, do you really have the time? Do you have the expertise? Are you advertising across all of the places that are available to you? And this is so important as well because many small businesses feel like if they're running, let's say, $250 a month on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
that their advertising needs are covered, that they're ready to go, that's all they need. And I've had people tell me that when they put out the boost, they get the leads and they're totally happy with that. Well, if you are totally happy with a $250 Facebook thing that drives enough, that God bless you, way to go. Congratulations, you've got it licked. However, the majority of the time, if you're spending a couple $100 a month, you are probably not getting the return that you would get with a more robust budget. I'm not always going to preach more budget, but this is an investment. and you need to make sure you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that you might be wasting resources with small efforts that may or may not drive the result that you need. Mm-hmm. And the way that I would summarize this awkward Thanksgiving conversation around the table with your family is we have reporting that can show you exactly how many impressions it is that we delivered, how many people clicked, and then find out more about who clicked, where did they go, what other sites did they go to. You can learn a ton through the reporting dashboard that you would get every single month from us with some explanation of what's going on there. This is not set it and forget it. You're not just going to get an email with a link. There's a lot more conversation to happen because we want to be very deliberate, very strategic, and very focused and very effective for you. And all of these things are part of what we talk about when we sit down for that first time. And we would love to do that. 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff. 262-6000 to talk ADX Digital.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX Digital Marketing with Brian Prowitz. So Brian, got a couple minutes left here to kind of wrap up things and say it's not too late to get some things put together.
Yep. I mean, let's talk about if you do have something here right at the end of what is the holiday shopping season. We definitely need to talk, but I was really focused a lot on that 2026 conversation. And a stat, 84% of organizations have a content marketing strategy. My question is, do you have your marketing strategy set for 2026? If not, we can help you with that. A couple other things here. You might think, too, that you don't want to drive. Like, it's so important for foot traffic and getting people in the door. And I know that the big shopping platforms that are out there are a bit of a concern for those small businesses out there. Well, think about this. 56% of people globally shop both online and in local stores. So more than half of the people out there don't just do all their shopping online. They also do want to come in and see your stuff and touch it and walk out the door with it on the front, walk out the front door. And then combining, if you've got a radio campaign, you can combine it with digital, and we know that people are more likely to purchase when they see more than one way of being advertised to, and display ads actually compound the effectiveness of radio. Radio compounds the effectiveness of all this digital stuff that we're talking about as well. So having that conversation or that combination is very, very important, and I warned you I was giving a lot of stats. Final stat for you, 50%. Of the people out there cannot tell the difference between paid ads and organic ads. They can't tell the difference, but you got to be in the game. You got to get out there. Don't be fishing without bait.
All right, there you go. What's that number
Digital.
Again?
Call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000.
All right, thank you so much, Brian. Hoping you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving.